Commonwealth and state disaster recovery funding arrangements have been extended across the Northern Territory as major flooding continues to impact the Big River region, an area home to several First Nations communities. With Katherine experiencing its worst flooding in several decades, surrounding communities have been evacuated. The Northern Australian Aboriginal Justice Agency earlier this week called on governments to address clear inequities in emergency response to the floods. The Wire's Eduardo Jordan asked NAJA Deputy CEO Matthew Connop to give an update of the floods in the Northern Territory.
Yeah, recently we've just had a major flood across the top end, and there's still an emergency warnings that are in place for Katherine Township, Nipmulac, Daly River and Woogala, which is Beswick. Daly River is still flooding, and I believe that it's developing. It's rising, the river. But yeah, it's been a massive flood up here in the territory.
So what were NAJA's main concerns earlier in the week with disaster response, funding allocation and information?
Yeah, what we've seen up here in the top end, and in particular with communities with Daly River and Palumpa, there's been a clear inequity in the response towards those communities and Aboriginal people up in the top end. What we've seen is the township of Katherine be afforded disaster relief payments pretty much immediately. The hardship payments in total $600 per adult and $309 per child, with an additional short-term accommodation relief payment up to $1,200. They've also been afforded up, or could be eligible for, up to $8,000 to replace basic household goods, so like white goods, fridges, etc. But the communities originally that were surrounding Katherine, including Palumpa, Daly River, and outstations like Woody Capadira and Emu Point, weren't afforded those same support services. And the disappointing aspect of that is you've got residents from Daly River who have now been displaced twice within 1 month and have been evacuated to the pavilion in Darwin, still now currently in the pavilion at Darwin, and same with residents at Palumpa. To date, these residents have not been able to receive really any information or clarification on whether they'll be receiving the same payments afforded to those in the township of Katherine. We've now seen payments for Katherine, Jukmingan, Woogala, Beswick and Tyndall overnight, you know, been released, which is great news. But at the same time, there has been a delay.
Now, as you mentioned, I mean, the federal and the NT governments have extended assistance to communities impacted for these floods, giving extra support. What's NAJA's position about it?
Well, I'll just be clear about the extra support, because there is a distinction. The Commonwealth Disaster Recovery Funding Arrangements have been extended to communities such as Roper Gulf, you've got West Daly, Vic Daly, like Bellevue and Wagga, West Arnhem, Litchfield and Darwin, Greater Darwin and Palmerston, which is fantastic. But importantly, this is only for local authorities to undertake counter-disaster operations and to basically restore essential public assets, you know, including debris removals, emergency works. But it's got nothing to do with payments in relation to those from Daly River and Palumpa who have been displaced, and it's traumatising already to be, you know, subject to two floods within a month. They don't know when they're going home. And I guess the government doesn't know when they're going home, because they've got to assess the damage. But as I said before, there's been a clear inequity in terms of the response for those particular communities.
Now, is NAJA concerned about any other particular issue because of the floods in Katherine and across the Northern Territory?
The one aspect as well that I want to touch on is the prepaid debit cards. So Katherine's just gone through a major flood. There's an expectation that those residents need to have adequate ID, photo ID, or you know, proof of residence. You know, with this gone through a major flood, and the expectation to have, you know, those relevant documents, I think, is rather unrealistic. And there needs to be some flexible arrangements around, you know, identifying people, whether that's a stat deck, whether, you know, other organisations, you know, such as NAJA, can actually assist in terms of identifying people.
Finally, what are some of the issues the federal and territory governments need to address to make this assistance complete for all the affected communities, particularly in remote areas?
Look, I think, you know, in terms of completeness, you know, it comes down to preparation and coordination. Like each year we have a flood in the territory, and it's not uncommon. These flood levels have been unprecedented and somewhat flash flooding, but You know, we've seen communities such as Dagaragu in consecutive years being flooded and have natural disasters across the territory. But one thing that the government is lacking, and I think, you know, for any government of the day, is that the response needs to be coordinated with Aboriginal people, Aboriginal community controlled organisations that delivers services in those regions. And, you know, because that's the best outcome at the end of the day. These people are being affected by this flooding situation. So it's about a coordinated response, you know, and working with communities on the ground, you know, so they can prepare.
That was Daguman Mann and Deputy CEO of Naja, Matthew Connop, speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.